Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. And we're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It's Friday, November 19th, 2021. Hi, Butch.
Hi, Melody. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Me
Thank
too.
You for asking.
Be my last radio show till Wednesday, so I'm going to take some time off and spend time with a brother-in-law and a couple of friends and go hunting a little bit.
Okay.
So, anyway, that's
All
my
right.
plan. I look forward to it. I mean, even old men need R&R once in a while.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know. But anyway.
So, what's going
on? Well, gold had a little R&R today.
Okay.
That was down 1150 at 1848, but we did have a high of 1866. And, you know, it was just strange. It was positive, negative. It was just floating back and forth. And I guess the negative finally took over when we had a little bit of strength in the U.S. dollar. That was up 0.49 at 96.02. So it did get over that 96 level for the dollar. So gold was down 1150 in the New York spot price after market at 1848. Silver was down 21 cents at $24.66. Platinum was down 19 at $1,036. Palladium was down $68 at $2,154. Crude oil was down $2.90 at $76.11. So, you know, hey, you know, talk about inflation. You got to hit that crude oil. I guess that's just using some of that reserve oil and so forth, and things could come back. We'll see. Paper markets today, I think there was some pressure on the Dow. 269 points, 35,601. S&P was down 6 points, 4,697. But the NASDAQ was up 63 points at 16,057. Now, they talk about a lot of this is all due to the new Austria lockdown. That's why the stock market went down. But I just don't know how much Austria would have an impact on global economies. So I'm not quite sure, but they can use that as an excuse. Now, if Germany follows and everybody else, so be it. But you know what's interesting, though, Butch, is when you think about Europe, and, you know, they're having all these difficult problems with their COVID. I mean, those countries, I mean, they have no borders. And, you know, they have mass transit.
Yes.
I mean, you could go from Austria to Italy in a couple hours, or Germany, or, you know, anywhere else in Europe. So, I mean, they do have a lot of and mass transportation, not just their trains, but in their cities, too. Well, here in the States, what do we have? We have planes. We have few trains, but not to the point where it connects to the United States. Now, we should, but we don't. But, you know, I think that's a lot of Europe's problems. But anyway, Asia, let's take a peek at Asia. Asia was mixed. Hang Seng was the only one that was in negative territory, just by a little over 1%. Europe was negative across the board, of course, probably with that probably had an impact from the Austria lockdown. And it's interesting also in that Austria lockdown, February 1st, everybody got to get vaccinated. Every citizen. That's their, I mean, that is kit and caboodle, or whatever you want to say. And that's really amazing. So, 10-year yield, 1.53% on the U.S. 10-year yield. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Biden's massive social safety net and climate bill. Yay! That was passed. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program. As I mentioned earlier, oil fell 4% to a six-week low on lockdown worries, but don't expect much relief at the pump yet. And I think there was the nation was waiting for, and again, I it amazes me that this had as much attention as it did on Kyle Rittenhouse. So yes. That verdict came out today, Butch.
Yeah, I want to share some of that. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. I also want to share briefly that other big news day. We had a woman president for the first time in history.
Mm-hmm.
We did. Yeah. And that's almost scary considering who it is, but anyway. It isn't almost scary. It is scary. But
right.
So, anyway, you go ahead and finish up what you want to say. Then we'll just
go ahead and talk about Kyle. That's why I brought that up.
Yeah, I want to read this article. Then I want to share some thoughts, if you don't mind, because... folks, this is you can find this evidence everywhere. I'm not making any of this up. They're already finding stacks of bricks in the alleys in Kenosha and other cities across the country. I'm finding stacks of bricks in the streets and alleys. Strange how they just showed up all of a sudden. We'll see. I pray it doesn't blow up like it looks like it probably could or will. Maybe, by the grace of God, it won't happen, but I don't see that not happening. But Kyle Rittenhouse acquitted on all counts, and I say God bless him. That's wonderful. Wisconsin jury acquitted Kyle Rittenhouse on all counts on Friday. The jury reached a verdict just after 12:10 p.m. local time, and the foreman read it aloud in Kenosha County Courthouse shortly afterwards. Rittenhouse, 18, said quietly before the verdict was read. Afterwards, he started shaking and breathing heavily. He hugged his lawyer. Kyle Rittenhouse's mother, Wendy Rittenhouse, reacts to her son's family where they showed a picture of her sitting there. You know, you can see the relief on her face. Schroeder also, Circuit Court Judge Schroeder said, "You were a wonderful jury to work with." Schroeder also told the court not to react, no matter how strongly they feel about the decision. Rittenhouse faced up to life in prison for 5 charges, including first-degree reckless homicide. A 6th charge was dropped on Monday. Rittenhouse shot 3 men in Kenosha on August 25, 2020. The first man, Joseph Rosenbaum, 36, was advancing on him. Rosenbaum's hand was over the barrel of the rifle Rittenhouse held, according to expert testimony during the trial. The closest witness said Rosenbaum lunged for the weapon. Rittenhouse began running towards law enforcement officers, but was attacked by several people, including Anthony Huber, 26, who struck Rittenhouse's head with his skateboard. Rittenhouse shot Huber. The third man who was shot, George Crosskurse, now 28, was pointing a handgun at Rittenhouse when he was fired upon. Now, I don't have anybody come out of any other decision except all that was self-defense, but anyway, Rosenbaum and Huber died from the wounds. Crosskurse survived with a gunshot wound to the right bicep. Defense lawyers and Rittenhouse said all 3 shootings were in self-defense. Prosecutors said Rittenhouse was negligent and reckless in his handling of the weapon and should have surrendered to those attacking him. I got to make a comment, Melody. If somebody's trying to have a gun in their hand attacking you, and that guy's got a skateboard beating you in the head, and you surrender to him? Gosh. People are seen outside the Kenosha courthouse. You know, they're pro and con on what happened. Wisconsin National Guard troops were stationed early this week about 60 miles outside of Kenosha in case riots started in response to the verdict. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, a Democrat, had called for peace no matter what this jury decided. I urge folks who are otherwise not from the area to please respect the community by reconsidering any plans to travel there and encourage those who might choose to assemble and exercise their First Amendment rights not to do so safely and peaceably. Authorities in Kenosha said Tuesday that nothing had happened yet to trigger road closures or other crowd control measures. They did not immediately respond to the verdict. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said during the briefing just before the verdict that the White House would issue a statement after it was issued. We've been in close contact with officials on the ground through law enforcement channels to ensure we are supporting any effort towards peaceful protest, she said. Susan Hughes, Anthony Huber's great aunt, and Huber's great girlfriend, Hannah Giddings, leave the Kenosha. They said she'll picture them leaving. They're really upset. And of course, they're out there mad because the verdict was wrong, they say. Von Mays, who lives in Milwaukee, told the Epoch Times that the verdict was incorrect. It sends a message to the rest of the nation that folks can come down and agitate them. And if anyone reacts, you can shoot them, he said. Kyle did everything he was not supposed to do, and this was the result. He gets to claim self-defense and walk away. Another man who declined to be named but said he was from Los Angeles said the verdict meant the Second Amendment survived. Kudos to the court, he said. Now I got to make a comment on one statement here. Cal did everything he was not supposed to do, and this was the result. So he went down to the crowd and agitated them. They were burning businesses. They were rioting, burning cars. No cops were around in sight. No National Guard there. The governor didn't do anything about it. They were destroying the community where this young man's daddy lived, and he was the agitator. Go figure. My question is, where was his daddy, and where were the other men of that community? Why was a 17-year-old young man the only one out there defending the personal property and the lives of people? Where were the police? Where was the National Guard? Where was the support of other people that should have been there helping him defend that city? I mean, they're finding piles of bricks getting along the streets. Like I said, this is, folks, this is all for real news. I don't know whether they're going to use it or not, but I don't think that they would take time to put piles of bricks in the corners of the streets unless they had a reason for it. So we will see what happens out of this. But God bless Cal Rittenhouse. At least for one time, the verdict was very clear, very honest, straight to the point. Now, I wonder if the jury is going to be getting in any trouble. I wonder if the judge will be threatened anymore. I don't know. But I just know that this time justice was done. And I was obvious why. They really had no choice, and to be honest, if they were going to be honest, the evidence was all on his side. Mel, anything you want to say to that?
No, I mean, I think the thing that is really important to notice is how the mainstream media portrayed everything that was going on, and how they so much distorted so much of the truth. Even during the trial, they intentionally distorted what really went on. And again, that is where our real problem lies, is, you know, the media, and yet people who watch those programs on the other side, they believe in what that media had reported. So that's to me, that's my takeaway from it. It's just more of the same.
Well,
Anyone who
saw the footage couldn't deny this was self-defense. It's so clear. Right. I mean, the prosecutor is going to be called up for a hearing for himself because of things he did during this trial, actually. But they tried to hide drone videos, full definition drone video, where they could see what happened even clearer. But once you see the video, you see a young man just trying to defend his community, and all by himself, and he was trying to get away and go to the cops, and they come after him. Hit him with a skateboard, pointed a gun at him, and grabbed his gun. What would anyone do in a case like that? Obviously, he feared for his life. I would, wouldn't you?
And you know, the sad thing about it, it makes you wonder, the prosecution, based on, and right, with all the video and everything, I wonder if they had charged him with lesser degrees like negligence or, you know, something like that, if there had been a different outcome. And, but the prosecution, you know, with their, you know, and as far as I understand, I'm not sure if this is true or not. I believe the prosecution, they were Democrats. The judge was even Democrat. So they wanted to just throw the book at the kid. And it didn't work for him.
It
backfired on him. It just goes to, you know, and I actually heard there was a report when I was listening to some of the news. I actually had heard a reporter ask, well, can they appeal this? It's like, really? Are you serious? You can't appeal a not guilty verdict.
No, you can't.
I mean, that is just something you learn in first grade.
Well, really, Bella, if you think about it,
and this is what's reporting the news to you.
That's what I'm saying. That is, if that's the best we have, we're in trouble.
Yeah, okay. I know.
Oh, my gosh. It's just unbelievable. But the ignorance of the people, and I'm saying this humbly, but the ignorance of the people and what really is law and what isn't is appalling. It's appalling. And if you ask anybody what the First Amendment is, Second Amendment is, whatever, third or fourth, I just about promise you 95% of them couldn't tell you. Maybe 99% couldn't tell you. And I bet you at least 80% of them haven't even read it, the Bill of Rights, much less the whole Constitution. I'd say that's a pretty fair evaluation. And maybe I'm maybe I'm too high, maybe I'm too low on that. Mm. You know, because who takes time to know what law is supposed to live by? Obviously, by the Word of God, that supersedes it all, but no one even pays attention to that anymore. So, I don't know. We're living in a time when people don't know what their duties are, and they don't know how they can live their lives without being under government coercion. So if we don't know that we have these things, we have these rights, we call them, then we don't know if we lose them. If you don't know you have it, you didn't know you lost it. That's the way it works. And before break time, we'll get in Harris to be the first woman to hold U.S. presidential reins as Biden undergoes colostomy. President Joe Biden will transfer power briefly to Vice President Kamala Harris on Friday while he's under anesthesia for routine colostomy, making her the first woman to hold presidential power in U.S. history, over 250-year history. Oh, of all the women to have, that's probably the most scary one to be. Her and Hillary could make a good team on that. So, for a little bit, I guess he's out of there now. I don't know.
Yeah, once he's out from under anesthesia. They did it for Bush, too, twice.
So, that, folks, is a history maker. It really is. So, whether you agree with it or not, as far as who the person vice president is, that's a history maker. A first woman. And a black woman on top of that. So, there you go. I mean, it's just news. It's important news. Things are changing. We're going after the break. We're going into Biden's $1.7 trillion plan. If I'm right on this, Melody, the time it plays out is going to be around $8 trillion spent, if I understand this right.
Over a period of time.
Yeah, exactly. So, folks, this is one-eighth of what they're really going to spend. So what's inflation?
What the heck?
Yeah.
We can afford it. That's what they tell us. We can afford it. You know, hey, it's no big deal. Hey, what is a big deal is our break time, and we'll be heading into that here in just a few seconds. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TruthAndEducationRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for the weekly newsletter. So there you go. There you have it, Butch.
All righty. We'll move on.
Okay.
This is this barely passed the House, folks. It's got to go through the Senate, and it won't make it like it is. I'm pretty sure they do a lot of changes to it, I hope. But the House passes $1.75 trillion Biden plan that funds universal pre-K, Medicare expansion, and renewable energy credits. Now, folks, I just got to say this again. Who the heck do you think is going to pay for all this? Do you think that out of some little magic ball they're going to rub, they're going to poof, there's going to be money paying for all this, and it's not going to come back down to you and I? Do you think that the government's going to really pay for this? When the government makes these rules and laws, they don't pay for it themselves. We pay for it. This is put on our backs, our children's backs, our grandchildren's back, and our great-grandchildren's back if time goes on. So anyway, the House Representatives on Friday passed the largest expansion of the social safety net in decades, a $1.75 trillion bill that funds universal pre-K, Medicare expansion, renewable energy credits, affordable housing, a year of expanded child tax credits, and major Obamacare subsidies. Now, if I understand this right, over a period of time, this will add up to eventually, I think, around $8 to $10 trillion. Melody, please help me explain that. I don't quite understand what that statement, but what does that really mean?
What, that it's going to cost $8
trillion? Yeah, $8 to $10 trillion, time it's all done.
Oh, yeah, because they always extend it over a period of time, because that's the only way it would pass, you know, because you can't be spending trillions of dollars when, you know, we're in the situation they have to account for. So what they do is they spread it over a period of time, and therefore it fits into their little guidelines in order so that they can pass it. That's what they do. So in the bottom line, in the end is, yeah, it's going to cost between $8 and $10 trillion, and that's without inflation. So basically, have you ever known government when they come in with the right numbers? No. So if something costs $1 billion, you know, you can always add a couple more to it. So it's the same way it is. 8 to 10, they're saying, so it'll probably be closer to $15
trillion. Well, you know, passed the House 220 to 213. If that was an honest vote as far as, would they try to make it look like it was close just to save face and make people feel like they actually have an opposition? I don't know. I don't trust them. I just don't trust him. Anyway, now that it's cleared the House, President Joe Biden's Build Back Better Act goes to the Senate, where it's likely to be revised in the coming weeks. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he aims to have the chamber pass the bill before Christmas. Repeat that. Schumer said he aims to have the chamber pass the bill before Christmas. The House will need to vote on again if the bill is altered. Now, did Schumer mean Melody's going to change it and send it back to him that quickly, or did he mean he's going to pass it through? He didn't clarify that.
No, what they'll do is the Senate will have it now, and they'll chop and dice it all up, and they'll slice and dice it, and you know, everybody will, you know, say this and that, and you know, complain and whine until they get, you know, it's the, you know, deal making. I guess the Senate is a deal making place, and. They're still going to have to deal with the debt ceiling. That's coming up in the middle of December also. So I don't know how much of an impact that's going to have for when he's trying to get this passed through the Senate. So
Well, it said the major sign in the law, the bill will profoundly change how many Americans live. And folks, that is an understatement. Especially families with children, the elderly, and low-income Americans. That all sounds wonderful. We won't give everybody a break. We want to. We like to see older folks be more secure in their retirement years and children taken care of. But folks, this is not done in a way that they cut taxes and give them, you know, let them take care of themselves. They take it out of your pocket, my pocket, and pass it around to those they think need it more than we do. Universal preschool for 3 and 4-year-olds. In addition to helping millions of children prepare better for school, the benefit would enable parents of young children to return to the workforce earlier. 4 weeks of federal paid parental sick or caregiver leave. All sounds wonderful. New hearing benefits for Medicare beneficiaries, including coverage for new hearing and aid every 5 years. A $35 per month limit on the cost of insulin under Medicare, and a cap on out-of-pocket prescription drugs at $2,000 per year. Again, that all sounds wonderful. But how does it get paid for? A $500 billion to combat climate change, largely through clean energy tax credits. This represents the largest ever federal investment in clean energy. Okay. Now that all sounds so great, man. We'll give the old folks a break. We'll get the children a little break, and we'll get federal money in to pay for parental sick leave or caregiver leave. That all sounds like such a marvelous, caring thing. But it doesn't work out to be that way. The time they fill this money through the government back into the people, it's like feeding hay on one end of the horse and can have something else on the other end, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, the whole thing about this is this is also an election tool, a campaign tool. So at least now, next year, when they're really going to need it, they're going to be able to campaign and say, hey, you know, we were able to get this passed. We were able to do this. We're bringing you this. You're going to have more money, more money, more money. And it will help many to get elected. So that's the problem. So, you know, unless something else, it's, you know, maybe it won't get passed, but, you know, it probably will. But that's the reason they want to get it done is basically campaign, because it doesn't help anyone in this country. You know, giving more money to companies like Solyndra that go out of business, and, you know, it's just a waste of taxpayers' dollars. It's just the corruption and the, of these various corporations, and it's there isn't anything in it that actually makes sense that is actually good for this country.
The Senate could turn it down flatly if they want to, couldn't they?
Sure.
That'd be a miracle, but yeah, okay. Sure. Folks, we'll see. We will see.
Well, they vote no, I guess. It just doesn't go to vote. McConnell, he kept a lot of things from going to a boat, but
it's just that the nation is crumbling so fast. CVS is going to close 900 stores. Now, this is CNN News. CVS Health is closing 900 stores over the next 3 years, amounting to 10% of its footprint in response to the change in consumer buying patterns. The drugstore chain said Thursday that their closures will result in its retail presence that ensures it has the right kinds of stores in the right locations for consumers and for the business. List of locations shutting down, which will happen beginning next spring, was not immediately released. The closures are part of a broader realignment of its retail strategy of roughly 10,000 locations. That includes remodeling some stores to include more health services such as primary care and the enhanced version of the health hub layout. We remain focused on the competitive advantage provided by our presence in thousands of communities across the country, which complements our rapidly expanding digital presence. The closures will cost the company about $1 billion in the fourth quarter of 2021. Affected employees will be offered jobs in nearby locations. Okay, they don't seem like they're in a bind for anything. They don't seem like they're hurting for money. Just regrouping, I guess. But the employees they have will be offered jobs in other locations. I guess if they're nearby, that's fine. But 900 stores is quite a few stores. I just... part-time bleed mill. It's just so they can regroup and make stores prettier. I mean, maybe. I don't think so, though. Anything you want to say on that?
Now, I saw a report today that Macy's is going to be closing a bunch of stores, too. But, you know, the thing about CVS, you think with all the COVID and the testing and all the shots and everything that they wouldn't have to close anything down. But, hey.
Well, remember, Pfizer, Moderna, and BioNTech's only making $1,000 a second, so they're hard up. So
yeah,
that.
I know. Yeah.
Again, broken supply chains threaten ruin at a growing number of small firms, and it's just hard to keep all this together in your head that all these things are happening either on purpose or by accident or both, and I think it's probably on purpose. And we forget that it can hurt people, and small businesses are businesses. We think they're big enough to worry about or not, when a bunch of them go out like they did during the pandemic closed down, thousands upon thousands of them shut and reopened, yes, folks, it does hurt. A growing cohort of smaller companies that survived the cold depths of the pandemic say now they're in danger because the economy is too hot. Mattress sellers, flooring manufacturers, and makers of clean energy equipment are warning that stretched supply chains and runaway freight bills have pushed them to the brink of ruin. Unlike global giants, they don't have the cash and scale to hire their own cargo ships or pass on the soaring expenses, forcing them to seek private bailouts. The roster includes Casper Sleep Incorporated, which accepted a buyout at a fire sale price along with a costly bridge loan. Armstrong Flooring Incorporated, reeling from a 21% cost increase, expects to violate its loan agreement, a fate that has already overtaken TPI Composites Incorporated, which got cash from dead distressed debt specialists to keep the maker of wind turbine blades afloat. Cobo's tough enough to figure out in terms of consumer behavior, increased leverage, said Lisa Donahue, global co-head of the restructuring at Alex Partners. And then you add stress on the supply chain, coupled with inflation, that makes it really complicated, she said. If you have high leverage and other fixed costs to start with, you're going to find yourself getting pushed a lot closer to the edge. Aterian Incorporated, which sells consumer products ranging from coffee pots to office chairs online, had to hand lenders an equity stake after missing a debt payment. Dramatically higher shipping rates were the cause, which with soaring prices soaring to $20,000 per container in July from $3,000 before the pandemic, Chief Executive Officer Yving Sarig said in an interview. So businesses are still struggling. The economy's heating up. That's all well and good, I guess, but they can't get supplies in. I took my wife, Marcia, to a Spaces last week. Melody, you already know that, of course, to have her see what's wrong with her right knee. And it's not just it is some arthritis, but also the cartilage between the joints is there, but it's not as good as it was. So they wouldn't give her a shot at something made out of chicken combs. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name of it. But the doctor, being in business for 30-some years, said, and they didn't have it. It was back-ordered. For the first time, he said, in 30-some years, and he's never had that in his, you know, in his medicine cabinet, so to speak. It was back-ordered. So just come back a week after next and try to get a shot at the knee, but said it would definitely help. But nonetheless, the point of it is, even doctors like that are having a hard time getting supplies in. And he said, I never saw it before in 30-some years. So just interesting. Interesting.
It comes from China, that's why.
That I wouldn't doubt. That I would not doubt. I just wonder what their chickens doing running around without the combs on their head, though. But anyway.
And you also have to understand, too, in 30 years ago, you didn't have as many senior citizens getting it injected into their knees either. And now you got all the baby boomers coming up all at once, getting things injected in their knees and their arms and their backs. And so the demand probably has really picked up more than it ever has in the past. But to actually not have it is, you know, kind of interesting.
I think we might want to get used to this country unless something turns it around.
That's our health care, though, too, Butch.
It is. That's what I'm saying. We might get used to doing without a lot of things that we took for granted before. You never know this. Well, Sherry mentioned about the Europe lockdown rattles Wall Street, boosts safe havens. And this article, I'm not going to read it all, but it's not just Austria. It's also Germany and other nations in the European Union are discussing more lockdowns. But guess where the experts say the safe haven is, and where they're going to go? Where would you guess?
Africa.
Well, I'm talking about financial havens. A safe haven to put their money in so they can save the money. The safe haven that they're going to go for will likely be the dollar. So they're going to invest in the dollar to keep the money safe.
I'd rather go to Africa.
I think you're right. I mean, looked out, thought, really? They're really going to think the dollar's going to save them? Oh, my goodness, Melody, we are in bad shape. And the Fed's artificially low interest rates are eating away at Social Security. And, folks, this concerns a lot of people, not just retired people. Although this was meant to be for in the first place, now a lot of people get Social Security for a lot of reasons. The Federal Reserve has held interest rates artificially low for decades. This caused all kinds of distortions and miscalculations in the economy. I'm sorry, misallocations in the economy. It's creating quite a problem for the Social Security Administration. Social Security Trust Fund, also known as Old Age and Survivors Insurance Trust Fund, closed fiscal 2021 with a $2.76 trillion. Now, Melanie, let that sink in a minute. They've already spent, including this bill today, where they're going to spend over $3 trillion. Just vote it in, do it. There's more already, and all the retirees and people that depend on Social Security in this country having a whole balance of the Social Security fund. $2.76 trillion will not cover what they spent. They're spending already. You get my point? Are we still there?
Yeah, okay, we
there
are.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so they, if they took all money out of the Social Security system, they couldn't cover what they spent in the last couple of months or working on spending. And folks, don't think they won't take it out of there. They've drained it before. So Social Security is straining to keep up. I wonder what they would do to save money. Just a question.
What they're going to do? I mean, if they attack any of the social programs that we have, it will be Social Security. It will be Medicare, but because that's retirees, We got y'all have your retirement accounts to live off of and so forth. But they won't touch Medicaid. Not to any degree. That's where they're putting everybody on. If they adjust anything, it will be Social Security or Medicare.
The one that people depend on the most, the people that retire especially.
Well, yeah, some do, but I mean, what I'm saying also is, people who take Social Security also have their retirement accounts, pension plans, and so forth.
Mm-hmm. A lot of folks don't have that, though.
Yeah. Hey, we're heading into a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I know we've talked about this before, but, you know, here's another update, another opinion. Thanksgiving dinner is going to cost 14% more this year. This is an annual survey, the 36th annual survey. The American Farm Bureau Federation revealed Americans will pay 14% more for your dinner on Thursday. And, of course, they're blaming the supply chain, inflation, food demand, and, of course, the pandemic. These include dramatic disruptions in the U.S. economy, the trend of consumers cooking and eating at home more often due to the pandemic led to increased supermarket demand and higher retail food prices in 2020. On average, a Thanksgiving meal for 10 will cost $53.31. Well, I'd like to know how you feed 10 people for $53. I want to know. I want to be in on that secret.
$5 a piece, that's kind of hard to do.
And this year it's going to be $6.41 more than last year's average of $46.90. So, you know, amazing. The turkey alone is up 24% from last year.
And turkey was always one of the cheaper meats.
Yeah.
It was.
Which always amazed me why we didn't eat it more often throughout the year. You know?
I like why turkey, I do.
I do too.
Turkey. I like the dark meat. I like turkey.
I do too. So, and so anyway, there you have it, 14% more. But yeah, how do you feed 10 people on $53? Give me a break.
Yeah, Brady feeds two in the restaurant.
I know.
You know. And that's a fact. But, you know, we could reminisce about old times. Don't get into right now. But if you look at the price of food over the time I got married, it'd be 50 years ago tomorrow since I got married. If you remember, if you look back at the price of food when we got married compared to today, we're not talking about 10% increase. We're talking about 200-300% increase. Hamburger was, you could buy 10 pounds of hamburger for $10. Or less. No. It was really less than, like, I think like 26 pounds, if I'm right. And so don't tell me it didn't go up 200-400% or more. Folks, the dollar is going away, not disappearing, just incrementally being taken away penny by penny. You still got them, but they buy less. But here's something to look forward to. Melody, in about a few years now, you can buy an Apple car. Apple targets 2025 to launch a self-driving car without a steering wheel. Doesn't that sound exciting?
Can't wait.
Oh, Apple's reportedly accelerating the development of its electric car, targeting 2025 as a possible launch date, and now wants to make it fully self-driving. It may be a wonderful thing, but I have a hard time bringing myself getting in a car I can't steer. The long-rumored Apple car project was recently put under the leadership of company veteran Kevin Lynch, who spearheaded the development of the Apple Watch. Okay, there's a jump from a watch to a car. Under his leadership, the company now hopes to not only release an electric car, but also make the first version fully autonomous, Bloomberg reported, citing people familiar with the matter. So, hey, folks, in about 5 years, actually 4 years, you don't even buy an electric car, but you buy one that you don't even have to get a hold of the steering wheel. Just get in, take off down the road. I don't know, Millie. That makes me feel kind of queasy in my stomach. Anyway.
It makes it a lot easier to get in and out of the vehicle.
Oh, yeah, it would. Yeah, it certainly would. Yep. Mm-hmm. But who would you blame for the wreck?
The tires. I'm kidding.
No, I know you're kidding. It makes you wonder, though, who would you blame? If there's no steering wheels, whose fault was it?
The tires.
So would that be a fault-free wreck from now on?
Or blame who knows?
I mean, it's, that.
No, you know, I mean, you're still responsible for your vehicle, and I mean, it would depend on, you know, what if your computer was hacked?
You never know. That's what I'm saying. Would that make insurance basically useless? Because what are you going to sue, the car? I don't know. Just my opinion. But talking about driving, this is something that is coming. It's already here, actually. Your driver's license will become a vaccine passport. This is by Joseph McCullough. It's a rather long article, but I'm just going to read part of it here. Little by little, it's becoming easier and more convenient to present your papers upon request. You're accustomed to, now, we've all got used to that, folks. We have. You're driving on the highway, do a road check. May I see your papers, please? Well, they don't say them. May I see your driver's license, proof of insurance? Same thing, different wording. And if your papers are in order, hey, you're free to go. You're accustomed to keeping your driver's license with you, but the states are increasingly rolling out digitalized better versions that go way beyond what the driver's license is about. Arizona, for instance, released a mobile driver's license, MDL, app in March 2021, and Eric Dorgensen, director of the Motor Vehicle Division of Arizona's Department of Transportation, told Governor Government Technology, I actually hate the term MDL because it doesn't recognize the power of what we're doing here. The whole concept is that we are providing a way to remotely authenticate a person, to provide a trusted digital identity that doesn't exist today. Remotely authenticate a person? Doesn't it sound like you won't check the brand on a cow, Melody?
Yes. Yeah.
Once we provide that, we're opening doors to enhanced government services. Now listen, folks, this is so mark of the beast technology important. Once we provide that, we're opening doors to enhanced government services. Also, the government can play a key role in facilitating commerce, providing a better citizen experience. Now, I don't know what that means. Providing a better citizen experience, providing for the security of that citizen. Really? Mobile IDs tied to healthcare law enforcement. GET Group North America is working fervently to create secure ID credentials, which includes the release of an international standard for mobile, now folks know it's an international standard for mobile driver's license and mobile IDs. The standards were approved for publication August 18, 2021, clearing the way for Global ID and driver's license issuers to confidently deploy MDL solutions, and for verifiers around the world to implement or adopt MDL readers. GET Mobile ID also intends to go far beyond typical driver's license to act as a digital identity that will tie into retail, healthcare, law enforcement, and travel sectors. The pandemic accelerated what was previously a gradual transition to digital using public health dogma that we better to not pass physical documents and IDs back and forth. Unless you really take time to read that, you don't catch all what he's saying. You don't get it. It's going to make you a better citizen. That's what it says, folks. You'll be authenticated as a person. And it's going to also be able to make sure that everywhere you go, you're tracked. You can be traced. You'll have your health and medical records on it. It'll have your law enforcement information. It'll have all that on it. Isn't that so convenient? You don't need your wallet. You don't need a driver's license. It's on your phone. And it's going to be worldwide. Verifiers worldwide. Melody, what do you think about that?
Well, not only that, eventually it's going to be placed, it's going to get easier and easier, more convenient, and more things will be added, your health, just everything.
It's already on this one, health and everything,
yeah.
Yes.
Health and everything. So,
I mean, this is amazing. I mean, it's here. It's not waiting to get here, folks. It's here. Arizona's already done it. And it may be on the side of different news, but maybe a little bit of good news here. I should have got some good news stories today. I didn't do it. I apologize, folks. But this is kind of good. Oklahoma to lose National Guard status. Now listen to this. Will be called state militia instead. Well, I do believe at one time when this country was founded, each state had their own militia. I think they found the idea in Numbers chapter 1 of the Bible, and it's called the War Book, where each tribe had to have their own militia. That's in your Bible, folks. Defense official says if Oklahoma National Guard doesn't comply with COVID vaccine requirements, they will no longer be maintaining a national recognition. The state will no longer have a National Guard. Thus, that state will not be, but rather a state militia, VOA Pentagon correspondent says. Good! Come back to biblical standards and constitutional standards. Each state should have its own militia. Under the order of the governor of the state, not the president of the United States. That has been given the power to call in the militias from all of the states and send them all over the world. Good. This is a good thing. Although it could lead to more discourse, of course, more problems, and who knows, closer to the idea about talking about civil war, because the state's not going to be under the feds anymore. It never should be in the first place, but it is what it is. So it's amazing where we got some ideas out of the scriptures, and pastors don't talk about it. They don't teach it. They have no idea. Well, do you want to add anything to that?
No, it sounds like a great idea. We'll see where it goes, yeah.
First Circuit Court of Appeals permanently blocks OSHA COVID-19 jab mandate. A three-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals recently placed a temporary halt to Biden's unconstitutional COVID-19 mandate on private employers. After another review by the Fifth Circuit, the temporary ban on OSHA rule was now permanent. The three-judge panel's ruling permanently blocks OSHA from enforcing their COVID-19 jab mandate on employers nationwide. Unfortunately, the legal battle isn't over to thwart Biden's tyrannical mandate. Multiple federal circuit courts face challenges to the OSHA rule and a lottery system that determines which court hears the final challenge. If another circuit court gets selected, then the Fifth Circuit stay could get lifted. What a confusing mess. They use a lottery to choose who gets to hear it next? Whatever it says. And after OSHA suspends vaccine rule, White House tells businesses to move forward with it anyway. I don't pay attention to the courts. Don't pay attention to anything we agree to. Not to make no difference. Just go and do it anyway. We want you to do it. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Thursday again said that businesses with 100 more workers should move forward and implement the federal government's rule requiring workers to get vaccinated or submit to regular testing. Our message to businesses right now is to move forward with the measures that will make their workplaces safer and protect their workers from COVID-19. She said. She told reporters at the White House Thursday. That was our message after the first stay issued by the Fifth Circuit. That remains our message, and nothing has changed. Well, what can I say, folks? I mean, what the courts have no authority to stop tyranny, apparently. And that's, to be quite honest with you, most courts are part of it. So I don't know. You tell me. I mean, we laugh at these things, but these all affect us. All these things affect us, obviously. People who quit their jobs are going to have an easier way now of suing their employers, because if they don't want to take the shot, if the feds don't try to mandate it, then the employers do, and that's going to open up doors to a lot more for the businesses to be sued. Because they're infringing upon that man's or woman's Christian beliefs, maybe. And they can't do that. Even though the system is all messed up legally, they still can't do that. And the people are winning cases all the country now because of this. One church got $800,000 in penalties because they were made to shut down during the COVID. Or try to shut them down. Any comments on that, Melody?
No, I don't.
So, we'll see. It's just more confusion. Do you really believe they're trying to cause confusion, Mildy?
Well, I mean, that's the easiest way to divide.
It is, isn't it?
Yes, and it
of course,
is.
You know the New World Order motto, don't you? Out of chaos, order. It's like
Get Smart
movie.
Out of chaos comes order. Yeah.
Yep. And Get Smart movie used to have order was a good guy and the chaos was a bad guy. So, yeah, this is really, really real, really happening. One more quick story. 93% of vaccinated in Ireland, 93% of Ireland are vaccinated, but it's going back into a partial lockdown, including midnight curfew. Now, folks, 93% are vaccinated, and the COVID is on the rise big time. Amid what's being called a fourth wave of infections to hit highly vaccinated Ireland, the government on Tuesday unveiled new COVID-related restrictions. At a moment, many are now worried that the country could be headed toward a full nationwide lockdown before Christmas. The new measures take effect Friday, despite government officials confirming that at least 93% of all Ireland's eligible population are fully vaccinated. This makes Ireland among the most vaccinated countries in the world, yet similar to what the UK, Israel, and more recently Austria have experienced, infection rates are still exploding. The new Irish restrictions, which is being dubbed a semi-lockdown, including a nationwide midnight curfew, new work-from-home guidelines encouraging all who are able to do the job from home, as well as stricter implementation of already existing COVID capacities, which will now be required by law in cinemas and theaters. So it's really odd that the most vaccinated countries are having more and more cases. It's really odd, isn't it, folks? I do believe there's something, there's a story in there somewhere. Maybe, as Fauci said, we shared the other day, that Fauci said that the vaccine was not as effective as it thought it was going to be, so they're going to increase the vaccines. You'll figure. I'm just sharing what's going on. When do we say no?
They're all a bunch of liars. I'll tell you what, I saw Fauci interviewed not too long, this morning on the news, and it's like, you could really almost see that this guy looks insane. But anyway, we're out of time. We'll be back on Monday, so until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. That's too bad.